Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 229, Stay on Divine. Listen to the voice of Jesus. It is not a voice that demands, it is a voice that invites. John 15:4, Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. Let those words settle. Notice what Jesus did not say. He did not say, try harder. He did not say, be more disciplined, more productive, more together. He said, abide. Abide in me. That is the starting place. Not your performance, but your connection. Jesus is not scolding you with this verse. He is drawing you close. And there is something more here. He does not only say, abide in me. He says, and I in you. The promise runs both ways. That changes everything. Because this is not about you gripping Christ with the strength of your will, white-knuckling it so you don't let go. This is Christ holding you in faithful love, the love of someone who does not walk away. You are not responsible for sustaining yourself. You are responsible for not walking away. And even in that, he helps you. Now look at the image Jesus chose, a branch. A branch has no life of its own. It lives because it is joined to the vine. Jesus is not using this picture to scold you. He is using it to free you. You were never built to sustain yourself. You were never designed to manufacture strength from nothing, to produce love from empty hands, to find purpose somewhere deep inside yourself. Admitting that is not weakness. It is wisdom. It is seeing reality clearly. And the reality is, the sap does not originate in the branch. It comes from the vine. The grace you need to forgive the person who hurt you, that comes from Christ. The strength to keep going when you are worn down, that comes from Christ. The love that overflows toward the people around you, that comes from Christ. The branch produces nothing on its own. It receives and it carries. That is all God asks of you. Stay connected. And when you stay connected, when you remain close to Jesus, in prayer, in the Word, in the quiet obedience of ordinary days, fruit appears, not because you strive for it, but because life was flowing through you. Fruit is a sign of life, not a trophy of effort. It is the natural result of staying, not of striving. So today, before anything else, before breakfast, before your phone, before the noise of the day gets loud, sit down, 3 minutes of quiet, open John 15:4 and read it out loud. Then tell Jesus in your own words what is in your heart. I want to abide in you today. That is it. That simple act of connection is how the day begins right. Not a ritual, a reunion, a branch remembering where its life comes from. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.